Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
All right, so as part of our Teeth Across America series, I came to Urbana, Ohio. We're in Champaign County. And we are at the
Champaign Aviation Museum at Grimes Airfield.
Cool. And what's your name?
I'm Randy Kemp.
Randy Kemp. Okay, Randy. So, Randy, hey, thank you for being on my show. I really appreciate you kind of getting up and being with me today.
Well, sure. It's great to be here.
So, somebody sent me over here because I said you guys are doing something really cool here. And first of all, one of the things I noticed is there's no admission charge. So that was kind of neat, unless we were supposed to pay and didn't know.
Well, we don't let anybody in without a camera.
Okay, good. I have a camera. I have two. I have my cell phone and I have that one. Okay. So tell me about this place then. What are you guys working on here?
Our queen of the fleet, so to speak, is the B-17 that we're building. And it's basically a single aircraft that's sort of a Phoenix project. It's being resurrected from five different donor aircraft. And we've got five different B-17Gs. We're carrying a tail number of 44-858-13. And that aircraft actually was a five-engine test bed with the Wright Engine Corporation. And they did a turbo. It's post-World War II, so the jet age was fast approaching, and they were into turboprops, and they put a turboprop on the nose with a four piston engine still in position on the wings, and they did all their testing that way. Our forward fuselage and our outboard wings, they came from an aircraft that carries the same prefix numbers as 722, and that was an SB-17. That was originally a maritime rescue. It had a lifeboat underneath the bomb bay and was dropped to mariners who needed rescue out at sea.
Well, instead of bombs, they had a lifeboat.
That was pretty much at the end of the war. The B-17 in the Pacific didn't see the amount of continuous bombing operations that it did in Europe, although they were in the Pacific. Another aircraft that is a donor is 316, and that's our aft fuselage, and that came off a 20th Century Fox movie studio, and that was used in the 1,000 Plane Raid and the TV series in the 60s, 12 O'Clock High.
Wow.
And our vertical fin came off an aircraft, serial number 525. That airplane originally was Balls of Fire. It was one of the two flyers in the TV series 12 O'Clock High. That tail was taken off of an aircraft that was damaged down in Florida in 1980s, Hurricane Andrew. And then approaching three summers ago, we went to Alaska, a little village north of Anchorage, about 160 miles, and we picked one out of the bush, so to speak. We got 505, about 170 miles north of Anchorage. That aircraft crashed in the Alaska wilderness in 1951, and we got a permit by the state of Alaska to go on and recover that airplane.
How'd you know it was there?
Military crash reports, word of mouth from some of the locals. We've got some of our volunteers have some relatives, and they were there visiting. And the more you get out into the community and talk, then you told them what you were doing here. And they said, well, you know, not far from where we're at, one crashed.
So what are you using that for? Because is that the tail section I see over here, or is it different?
This tail is currently standing up by the dorsal fin. back in the American flag on the east wall of the museum.
Okay.
It roughly was a third of a B-17 that we'd pulled out between the crash damage and a subsequent fire, both in flight and after the crash on the ground. You've got a tremendous amount of damage, but you've also got a lot of the components that we were missing. We brought out of there a landing gear section, turbochargers, oil coolers, the tail. And from the tail, we're using a lot of those fittings. As a matter of fact, our horizontal stabilizer is completely made here on site from the blueprint. And the end attach fittings were the donor fittings from 505 out of Alaska.
Wow. So, Randy, there's this, we're on this table where it looks like you're fabricating something. And tell me what this is and who's working on this.
We're making a new tip for the horizontal stabilizer.
It's curved, right?
It's a circular, the arc of that is roughly 40 inches in diameter.
Okay. Yeah, 42 inches, and you just spun that around. So you have to make this curved section. And who's working on it?
I've got a volunteer from Delaware, Gene Jumper. He's a retired dentist, and so talk about pulling teeth. This is about like pulling teeth.
It's more like pushing teeth.
Yeah.
Because you're using some hydraulic jacks to push this aluminum and essentially stretch it so that it can get into an arc.
This technique is called stretch form, and as I explained earlier, it's in essence of what you're doing is shoving your fingers into saran wrap, although we're shoving a block into a sheet of aluminum, but you're trying to make an impression, and it does a process of stretch, and so then you trim off your excess, and hopefully you've got a part that's real close and just needs some final work once you're done out of the press.
So Dr. Jumper, a retired dentist, is on this project. Any other dental connections, since my show's a dental show?
I've got one out of Bell Fountain.
Another dentist,
Jeff Huber.
Is he retired?
He's partially retired. He'd like to be retired because he's building his own airplane.
Oh.
It's time to fly it. But he volunteers down here usually Saturdays. So.
Okay. It's Saturday. Maybe he'll come in.
No, I know he's tied up with his airplane finishing up. He's got the FAA coming in for certification here in the next week. So he's tying up his loose ends and getting excited about that.
Dentists are kind of uniquely suited for this because we're tinkerers anyway, and we're used to working on small parts, and what we do is kind of a construction project, except we do it in smaller things in the mouth with bridge work and crowns and pins and support, right?
Yeah, and a lot of the tooling, the hand tools that we use in virtually in parallel to what the dental industry uses, some of our angled air drills and remotely operated air tools, hooks and scribes and chisels and hammers.
The only thing you guys don't need is Novocaine.
Well, we need it. The airplane doesn't.
Okay. So you still want me to use Novocaine if you're my patient, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have to inject it into the fuselage of the plane.
No. We're trying to enjoy what we're doing and produce the product. Safety's first. And then once we've got that complete, then it's all about the safety of the aircraft itself as far as its service life. So
now I'm looking at in the aft fuselage, I'm learning today, and that opening there is square, almost square. And I understand that that became an issue, what, about the time they had the DC-3 airplane. They basically didn't understand that they needed to keep those windows small and round, because if you have a square opening, it creates like a stress fracture area. Is that the shape that this plane had, an opening square like that? You see it in the aft?
Well, now that's a door. That's
no, on the side here, this one. That.
Okay, this is the waist gunner's position. And this airplane was not pressurized.
Okay, that makes a difference, right?
So, but during the 50s, when they were really learning more and more about high altitude, higher speed flight, and creature comforts and cabin pressurization became a factor, and they ran into fatigue issues and stress related due to the shape of a component, not just the cutout of the window. You wanted to be able to shed your stress. So your windows are somewhat oval in modern commercial aircraft. And it's a shame. It's like stoplights on the intersections. You don't get them until you've had a body count. So it's trial by error.
Right, right. Trial by crash, basically.
Yeah. We don't want to think of all, you know, the loss of life in every aspect of aviation. It's always a factor. Okay. So
I heard once that dentists don't really die, they just decay away. But apparently before they decay away, they refurbish old aircraft.
Yeah, they get aluminum. It's an addiction. And they show up, all the volunteers, they're on their own dime. I've got a husband and wife that drive from 60 miles away. I drive 40 miles. A lot of us are in the perimeter of Columbus, so to come over to Urbana, you're looking at least a 40 to 50, 60-mile stretch.
What's the best way to get to this museum from Columbus, for example?
By air, if you know. Because there isn't
I know you.
Road. If you come out and you're coming out 70 to Springfield, your first time out, I don't know how your GPS might or might not function on your handheld device. 70 to Springfield, and then 68 north to Urbana, and the airport is on 68, just north of the center of town.
Which now is a roundabout instead of a square, right? Instead of an intersection, they made it a roundabout.
Yes. The square is a perimeter in the buildings, and then the roundabout is the road. So they called it the square as far as the merchants. And, it's interesting to put that out in the middle of rural Ohio and watch how well they do or don't play well together.
All right. Well, hey, this is really cool. I'm kind of happy to hear that there are some dentists involved in this. And the hours of this museum are Tuesdays and Saturdays from 10 until 4, correct?
Yeah, Tuesday through Saturday.
Yep. And what's the phone number here, do you know?
We're 937-652-4710.
Okay, and so if somebody wants to come out and see this B-17 being put back together out of five different planes and a lot of new metal, new aluminum and new rivets and
Clecos.
Clecos, okay, made from Cleveland. You know what to do. Randy, tell me some of the backgrounds of the people that are working on this project with you. Like, what do they have real jobs, I take it, or they're retired from real jobs. So what do these guys do, and how many of them? About five, I think you said?
I've got quite a number. We've got a postal inspector, postal worker, FBI agent, college professor, a housewife. Two of the guys work for City of Parks, so they push snow in the winter and mow grass in the summer. Got two fighter pilots and just every avenue of the spectrum you can think of. And two dentists.
Two dentists. No doctors?
No, not yet. No lawyers.
I was going to ask you that. No lawyers. Okay. All right. Okay. So, Randy, we have to go to a break. What we're going to do pretty soon, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And we're not going to do it quite yet. But you might want to remember that some of the people that have worked on this project are currently working on this project, a former FBI agent, a postal inspector, a couple dentists, you had a housewife, something like that. So just remember that. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and don't forget, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, the volunteers building the restored B-17 bomber at the Champaign Aviation Museum include A, an FBI agent, B, a housewife, C, a postal inspector, D, a couple of dentists, or E, all of the above. All right, the volunteers building the restored B-17 bomber at the Champaign Aviation Museum include A, an FBI agent, B, a housewife, C, a postal inspector, D, a couple of dentists, and E, all of the above. The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
That's why I smile. It's been a while since every day and everything has felt this right. And now you turn it all around.
Okay, Randy, we've got some callers on the line. We got people calling in to try to win the Dr. Kvitko question of the day. And can you pick a number from 1 to 4?
7.
Somehow I knew he would do that. Well, I could take that as a 4, or I could take that as a 1/7. Let's see.
We'll go with 3.
You're going to go with 3. Okay, that sounds good. All right, so caller number 3 would be Travis. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Yes, hello.
Do you have the answer?
Yes, E.
E, that's
all
correct. That is correct, that's correct. Hey, I've got to ask, and I'm sure you expected me to, with the last name. Your last name is Rickenbacker. Are you related to the aviator?
Yes, sir, I am.
Wow, what are you?
He was my great-great-great uncle.
Cool. That is so cool. Well, thank you for listening and for calling in. I imagine you maybe heard a little bit about aviation and thought, this interests me today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. I've actually been watching a lot of stuff about World War II lately.
Well, good. They should go to this museum and see this firsthand, because it's just a bunch of people very quietly rebuilding this plane. It's 937-652-4710 is where the is the phone number there, and it's right near Urbana. All right. Well, hey, stay on the line, because we need to get the... Oh, what do you do for a living?
I'm a driver for O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, so you don't fly a plane. That's fine. Unless you're going above the speed limit, then you're flying low, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, Travis. Well, thank you for listening and stay on the line, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. All right. So that's really cool. And I think we, I think it's really fun that his great-great-great uncle, right? Okay. So, Randy, I noticed that in the gun port, there's this clip. It was like a clip of bullets, right? That
shoot.
Was a shoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you've got a belt of ammunition.
Belt, that's right. Okay. And I understand that when we say the phrase, the whole nine yards, that refers to World War II, these bombers, when they their clips were 9 yards long. Is that right? And when they delivered the whole 9 yards to the enemy? Like they shot them with all 9 yards?
Yeah, 27 feet. You were looking at a minute plus, generally, of ammunition. And if you emptied your rounds, you threw the whole 9 yards at them.
Right. See, most people don't know where that came from. And now I have confirmation, right?
Everybody in the industry, so to speak, in the military industry, knows where that comes from. It's neat. You get asked that quite a bit. What does this mean? What does that mean? And then they look at you like you're from Mars. So,
well, I was trying to figure it out one time, and I was thinking, okay, what else do they sell by the yard? Concrete. But 9 yards would have been too heavy for like a horse-drawn concrete mixer to carry. And anyway, I finally figured it out. So thank you for confirming that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, now what year were these planes built? You have 6 planes now that you're putting together into one, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Contract years that the military bought their airplanes. They're actually in 1945, but the contract year was 44. So you'll have a military serial number that'll be, in this case, 44-858-13. Well, that was the contract year for that buy lot, and the airplane was in production. Quite often, it was after that period of time.
So then the 813 was made after the 722 and after the 525. That's the order.
Sequential numbers in production. What we have is we have a Lockheed wing section and Douglas fuselage sections. So I had one of the volunteers asked, we're putting together two different, completely different manufacturers' aircraft as far as the Lockheed and the Douglas, and well, we need to decide what we're building.
When are you going to decide that?
And I told that individual, I said, well, we're building an Urbana.
Now, I noticed that the, what do they call that? It's kind of the logo on the side or where the pilots would put, oftentimes it was a pretty girl or a picture of a pretty girl on the side. What do they call that?
Nose art.
Nose art. Okay, so the nose art. So the nose art is Champaign Girl or something because this is Champaign County or what?
Yes, it's representative of the 40s period. She's holding a champagne glass and she's kind of got her elbow leaning on a silhouette cut out of the state of Ohio with a star where Urbana is on the state map, and then the word in yellow across the black state outline of Champaign. Underneath that, it's scripted as black and white shadowed lady. So that's she's our girl, a Champaign lady.
Did you guys design this, or is this something that was on these planes back in 1944?
There was no aircraft carrying that particular nose art. We've gone through a process of getting all the bobbleheads to agree with some of the preliminary drawings, and this looks good, that looks good, no, I don't like that. And so this is where we finally got a majority of hands that enjoyed what we had. And without, you've got a lot of different factors you have to figure in, so we're happy with it.
Yeah, no, it looks really neat. I thought it was authentic. So now, can we walk over to the plane, the one they're putting together? So you already have the nose art, and then is on the tail, is it called the tail art?
Well, that's the bomb group insignia, and we're a black triangle with a white S. The white S and the black triangle are significant. In fact, that one tells you what air division you were in, the other one tells you your bomb group. The S signifies a 401st bomb group, and then the triangle is the 1st Air Division. And then you use the color swash, the diagonal stripe.
Which is yellow.
That was for quick reference because you may be too far away to see if it's an S or a D or an L or a K. So you got the immediate identification of the color stripe. You wanted to fly as birds of a feather. The bomb groups tried to stay together. Occasionally, when aircraft were coming back, I won't say occasionally because it happened daily, they'd get separated from their bomb group because of mechanical issues or weather, and so they'd have to form up with a sister group and make the forward back to East Anglia. So you wanted to know who was teaming up with you or who you were teaming up with.
Okay. Make sure you didn't, fall in line with the bad guys.
Yeah. There was several occasions during World War II where the Germans had resurrected a downed B-17 and used them as what they call wolves. They come into your formation and then unload on the aircraft that they'd move into the middle of. So it was pretty important that you paid attention. You had your head on a swivel, so to speak.
Wow, that's real. I did not know that. Randy, this is really, really interesting, and I really appreciate your time. I do have to go to a commercial break. Can you stay with me?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Lorel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour. And on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Now, what are you going to do with this when it's finished, for one?
Well, this museum is its home. It'll be based here in Champaign County, here at Urana. But,
is it ever going to fly?
That's the full intention. We're building an airworthy aircraft.
Okay, so you hope they'll, even if it's just one maiden voyage, one in the first and last, you hope they get it up in the air?
Oh, it'll get more than one.
Oh, it will? It will?
I've built a few airplanes. This is a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
The B-17 in itself has quite a history, a very successful history. It's one of the most recognizable airplanes of that period. And it had very long list of stories of how intact or how shot up it was when it came home. It would survive just some horrific action and bring the guys home.
Wow. This plane's going to be essentially a brand new plane by the time you guys are finished with it.
Well, it'll be 8 years old.
Well, no, 16, right?
16, yeah.
But the engine will be original?
No, I've got 5 engines that have been overhauled. So they quit building these engines back in the early 50s. So we have, based on the fact that it was used on several other types of aircraft, there's quite a availability of the survivors, the cores.
Okay, that's really neat. That's really neat. So tell me the name of the family again that is essentially making this their father's dream come true.
The last name is Schiffer.
Schiffer.
And they're local here to Champaign County. And they've grown up here. The children have the father and mother. They made this their home, and they have a plastics injection molding company down north of Springfield.
Interesting. I like that quote on the wall. It says, flying airplanes is easier than building them. You would agree?
I can go either way. Depends on the weather, both inside or outside the hangar.
Oh, it looks like we're out of time.
All right, Randy. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for coming. Come back and see us.
We will. Bye-bye now.
All right, now, next week, yeah, we're almost out of time, as we heard. Next week, the show is going to be another Teeth Across America episode, this time from the Worthington Touch a Truck, with interviews of Franklin County Sheriff Zach Scott, the Worthington EMS, and the Nationwide Insurance Disaster Relief Bus. All right, so I think that's going to be a pretty cool show. And then before we forget, let me tell folks that all of the podcasts, every show I've ever done, and this was 334, are available on podcast on iTunes or at dentallyspeaking.com. And one last little note, one last little programming note, is my Dentistry from the Heart event is going to take place on September 12th this year. And we have our Team Smile event June 27th. Hey, tune in next Sunday and every Sunday morning for another great show. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.